right.
Item 5, from the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute a contract in an amount not to exceed $17,751,797 with Motorola Solutions, Inc., to purchase and install an 800 megahertz public safety radio system, WO614, build out 10 sites to digital, and requesting authorization to execute a purchase order with Waukesha County in an amount not to exceed $450,668 for the purchase and installation of the Waukesha County, Milwaukee County Shared Core. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Very good.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Supervisors. We're here to ask permission to move forward with the contract for the replacement of our public safety radio system. This is, I don't think, new information. IMSD has been working diligently across the past several years to prepare the business case and move forward with the plan. And we're pleased to announce that we've come through the what I consider to be a very transparent best practices RFP process with Waukesha County. And the contract has been awarded, correct, to Motorola Solutions. And we're seeking permission to move forward with that. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Larry Pinella, the contract has been recommended for Motorola. We are asking for permission to of this committee and the Finance Committee to execute.
Okay. Questions from members? Supervisor Weishaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When you look at the resolution, it's lines 65 through 68. It's IMSD will work with Department of Administrative Services and user groups to determine a fair and equitable means of allocating costs across Milwaukee County radio system participants. Want to explain that in a little bit more detail, and we'll start with that. See where we go.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Milwaukee County has been providing the public safety radio system to 17 of the 19 municipalities for the past 15 years. As we move forward with the new digital system, there's been discussions about a subscriber fee or a user fee for the municipalities of being on the system. That is a policy decision that we will be bringing to this board. Most likely not until 2015. There won't be additional fees in encountered on this contract until approximately 2016. So we are looking at the possibility of charging users for being on the system, and basically we're doing that to in order to sustain the public safety system.
Supervisor Weishaw, you still have the floor.
Oh, thank you. So under the current system, there is no participant fee or user fee?
That is correct.
That is correct. Where in the resolution does it say that you would be coming back to us with some type of suggestion on how to deal with that?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it is not written in the resolution.
Because I would... I would hope that, you know, I believe we can amend this because I think it that would be a huge sticking point and may cause some huge problems with our 17 municipalities if all of a sudden we change from our current system of no fees to an unacceptable level of fees after we've spent, you know, $17 million on a system.
Mr. Chair, we plan on bringing this back to the committee, and also our users have been told we are considering subscriber fees, so this is not new news to them. And in the intergovernmental agreement that we will have with these communities, I believe it also has to go before the ICC for their review as an approval as well. But we'll work with Corporation Council on Act 14 and how that all works.
Well, the point is I don't see it in there, and unfortunately, as you know, people's memories fade and stuff, you go back to say, you know, what's written on the piece of paper. And I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that we add a be it resolved clause requiring the department to come back for approval of any allocated cost fee charged across Milwaukee County for the radio system participants.
Mr. Chair, I believe lines 75 through 77 may speak to that. That's regarding repair, but still.
Ms. Pinnell, which one of these provisions is relevant to the ongoing costs? Is that I thought that it was in the neighborhood of $450,000, but that's a different reference. The one that's in here is the reference to the initial purchase, correct?
We have a couple references in here. We have the Mr. Chairman, the permission to execute the contract for $17,751,000, which includes the purchase price as well as a 10-year ongoing maintenance. There's $450,000, which is the our portion of the shared core, which we are sharing with Waukesha County. I was going to say Milwaukee County. Thank you. And in here, there is a clause that says we're going to be negotiating subscriber fees, but there is nothing in here that states that we are going to be bringing it back to the board. So if the chair so pleases, we plan on doing so. So it because this is a policy, if you would like to, we're absolutely in favor of that amendment.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I just want to point out to the committee members that by not requiring them to come back or even, as I pointed out, to endorse a fee system, I just think you're setting things up to fragment the system. And we already have, some, shall we say, outside entities that and competing radio systems that are looking for any little crack to piece off different communities in Milwaukee County. So if we come right out of the gate saying we're going to charge you a fee, it opens us up to what is being put out by one of the other vendors is that, you know, we'll give you a certain amount of time with no fees. I believe with the city of Greenfield, there's a, you could say, an inducement for them to go in a different direction because of the cost of the system. So I think that it's important that we say that at the beginning here, we are not looking at fees, and that we'll be glad to entertain some negotiations with the municipalities, and if they think that it's fair and equitable that they contribute something to the system, we can bring it back before the board and do it. But I think if we come out of the gate and say, yeah, we're going to build this big multi-million-dollar system, and then we're going to charge you fees, we just open ourselves up to undue competition that's going to fragment the radio system even more in Milwaukee County. So that's why I'd like to see the requirement that they come back.
Do you have an additional be it resolved clause that you'd like to propose as an amendment, or would you like a temporary layover to draft something?
If we could just temporarily to get the language correct, but just say I'm very pleased that we're working with Waukesha. I'm very pleased with the work that the department has done so far, and I think that in the long range, our goal should be to just have one communication system throughout Milwaukee County, and that's why my concern is not to open us up to opportunities from the outside to fragment the system versus creating one countywide system that benefits everyone. And I would hope, too, if we want to really be serious about that countywide piece, that we would entertain negotiations with the city of Milwaukee to bring them under that umbrella too. So I just move temporary layover for.
We don't need a vote on that. We'll seeing if there's no objection to a temporary layover, we'll temporarily lay this item over. Hopefully, you could work out some language quickly and in writing so that the clerk will have the exact amendment. Perhaps IMSD could assist in making sure the reference is correct to encapsulate those fees and describe them appropriately. Thank you. We'll temporarily lay over item 5.
Supervisors, thank you.
What's that?
We're making the rules up.
It's not a change in the contract, so it's an appropriate amendment. Right. It's just stipulating what our procedure will be. Yeah.
Temporary.
Okay, we'll take up item 6.